All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, all right, all right. As everybody knows, one of the gala events of 2020 in Metro Detroit took place on Saturday night. The DAC. Evan Jenkins, a man none of us thought would be capable of marriage, got married. But that's not what I'm focused on. Because weddings are unbelievable people watching. I was unable to be there. I was on vacation. Sorry, Evan. Not canceling vacation for weddings. The point is, all the primetime players here at 97.1 The Ticket were in attendance, except Roberto. And except Bogey. And except Rieger. Boy, Evan not inviting Rieger. That's brutal. The point is, we have some awards to give out, and we're very excited to do so. Michael? Oh, my. That's right. I want to start out with the most egregious expenditure of the Jenkins nuptials. As voted on by the people who attended, the award for the most egregious nuptial expense goes to the 15-piece band?
I believe it was Hall & Oates.
Yeah, they brought in Chicago for the wedding. Mike Sullivan, you had strong thoughts about the band.
It was remarkable. I'd never seen anything like that at a wedding. Impressive band. They were doing a bunch of different covers at 15 people, however many were up there. It was crazy.
An egregious expense in your mind.
And Stoney knew the band director very well. He was talking to him for a while.
I'm sure. The next award is for the Lonely Hearts Club, the only person on record at the Jenkins nuptials to show up without a date. And the award goes to, you know who, Wojo. How do you show up to a wedding without a date? How? And Wojo's a prime player because Wojo won multiple awards. More on that later. Yes, Roberto.
Yeah, he's like the who wins the most awards at the Oscars all the time.
Oh, he's the parasite. Like the, right. Yeah, he's the parasite of this deal. And whatever the director of that movie was. The opposite of Wojo, we have the Surprise Guest Award. The Surprise Guest Award goes to a person bringing someone. It was the real buzz of the event, other than Wojo's BAC.
Jimmy Power.
No. Jimmy was respectful. Jimmy was well-behaved. The Surprise Guest goes to Scott the Gator Anderson's date. That's right. Gator had a beautiful lady on his arm.
Whoa! Very nice.
Now, while we can't confirm or deny how that evening ended, they were the talk of the nuptials. Gator strong-arming the crowd and showing up with a date, the Surprise Guest Award of the Jenkins nuptials.
Savage.
Well, Roberto, you heard a lot of chatter through your moles.
Yes.
Even though you weren't invited, even though you've known Evan longer than almost anyone at this station.
I am here in one of the categories.
I got a sailboat.
A boat guy, not invite. Mike Sullivan was there. David was there. Roberto, not. Strange. the award for the most likely to have had sex during the reception.
It's sex time!
It's a self-explanatory award of all the of all the people.
And this can be confirmed by multiple people.
Of all the people who attended the Jenkins nuptials, one person rose above all as the prime candidate to have snuck off to the Boom Boom Room for some mid-evening fun.
Hey, it's Doug Carson. I want everyone listening right now to do me.
Well, congratulations, Doug. It sounds like you got done.
And how do we know this?
The buzz, Doug Carsh and his lovely Mrs. Carsh disappeared for, quote, at least 90 minutes in the height of the reception.
Only a Hummer.
That's inappropriate. Doug is a fan of the truck, Hummer trucks. He drives one. The point is, who disappears during the reception? I'll tell you who.
For an hour.
I'll tell you who. The guy who had a room upstairs at the DAC.
Bang, bang,
Doug,
bang.
Yeah, that's right.
You talk about doing it right. Yeah.
Doug had the room. He had the motive. He had the alibi. Doug Carsh is our winner for most likely.
Yep. He had a stiff proposition, I'll tell you that.
Stiff cocktail wasn't the only thing going on. Our next award goes to the best dressed. And to present that award, I'd like to hand it to Mike Sullivan and Roberto Beauchesne to present our best dressed at the Jenkins nuptials.
Now, from what I'm hearing, of course I was not there.
Even though you've known Evan longer than anyone. Even though they could afford a 15-person band, they couldn't afford your plate.
I guess not. But so there was some talk from people that an etiquette thing. Now, Mike, you answer me this. Do you or do you not? Are you required to wear a tie at a wedding?
Yes.
Okay. From what I'm hearing of accounts, neither Wojo or Sully wore ties.
Oh, Mike. Michael, Wojo's a noted slob, but you're better than that.
I've never worn a tie at weddings.
So who's best dressed, Michael?
I wore a nice suit and then I didn't
who's
wear a tie.
Who's best dressed, Michael?
You know what? Best dressed has to be my good personal friend that I see every single day sitting next to me, David
Hatchetman Holt. That's right.
He looked like $1 million.
David, reports surfaced from the nuptials at the DAC that you, much like your uncle, the pastor, wore two bow ties at the same time. Is that true?
I did not have a bow tie on. I knew Evan was going to be wearing one. I didn't want to outshine the groom.
How does your uncle wear two bow ties at once?
It's easy. It's easy.
It's remarkable is what it is.
But I tell all the listeners that see me out, they say, oh, they say you can't dress, you can't do this. Okay, just see me out at an event. I could do just fine for myself.
Well, I hear the white people were shocked.
The Caucasians were appalled. Our next award is the I've Never Heard of That in My Life Award from the Jenkins Nuptials. This award goes to something I've personally never heard of at a wedding. And the award goes to an all-male bridal party. I've never heard of that. Now, mind you, I don't know any of these people. Nor do I care. There's zero judgment. This is literally an award for, I never heard of that. Gentlemen, you were there. An all-male bridal party?
Chauncey!
Like, best man, bridesmaid, the whole group, all men.
I don't know. There was one female in the party.
That is not what Mike Sullivan said.
No, there was one, but I guess it was just, you know, they were close to these individuals.
Guess what? It's a judgment-free zone, but I still have to give the award out for.
No, but
I never heard of it.
It wasn't the maid of honor; it was the man of honor. But it was Ashley's brother.
Once again,
right?
The I have never heard of it award goes to our next award, and I think this was much like the year Titanic came out for Best Picture. This was -4,000 odds. This is an award that you knew one person was going to win. The most overserved person at the wedding of the Jenkins nuptials. You know who it goes to.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Whoa, Joe. I'm told the speech was, by the end of the evening, illegible. You just couldn't even understand him. He was being held up by people. Just a sweat through his shirt. Just an embarrassment.
Hurt. Yeah, going from booze, going from gin to wine.
Yeah. Sully, you stayed late. You saw Wojo at peak blood alcohol level.
Wojo was great. And you know what? I'm not gonna get mad at someone for getting wasted at a wedding. I love Wojo. He was having a great time, and yes, he was funny.
Our next award, every wedding feature. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry, Roberto.
Quickly. Can we get to the one I think is most important?
I'm getting to it right now.
Is the Patrick Swayze
The Patrick Swayze Award. Now, every wedding features dancing. Right. Those that are smart don't partake. Those that are egomaniacs do. The Patrick Swayze Award goes to the person who... well, was most inappropriately dancing in an over-sexualized manner at someone else's wedding.
Ooh.
And the award goes to our very own David Hatchetman Hall.
Oh!
All right. I want to bring in Roberto Beauchesne, who has video evidence of David on the dance floor.
Yes, from what I've been told is on the video, and what I've told from witnesses is that David not only dirty dancing, but grinding also.
Yes, much like the mid-1990s classic, you could feel a little poke coming through on you.
No, there was no grinding going on, but I will say this. I was enjoying myself. My wife was enjoying herself, and I'm just saying, if you were just looking at me and not enjoying yourself, then maybe... you know, maybe you should just enjoy yourself.
All right, take it easy.
No gyrating.
Those pants were really tailored. All right, listen, last one, and we'll make it quick. The biggest snub from the Jenkins nuptials. Bogey, no invite. Rieger, no invite. And a man Evan's known longer and more intimately than anyone else at this station, Roberto Beauchesne, no invite. The biggest wedding snub goes to... I have to say it. Roberto Beauchesne.
Oh, my God.
Yes. For Roberto, that's right.
So many people I want to thank.
Roberto, Roberto's career has centered on digital. Roberto at one point was a manager, and he's not anymore. Roberto's career has been in close contact with Evan Jenkins. No invite. You're not worth the dinner plate you'd be eating off of.
Can't believe I won this. So
finito.
I want to congratulate all of our winners.
The drug issue isn't really an issue because I do drugs, so I'm good with that.
Doug, power move, getting it on during the nuptials. 97-1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.